Good morning, SS1 students. This is your subject teacher for literature and English, Mrs. Onyebuchi Nkechiri. The topic this morning is plot/plot organization. Plot/plot organization. Plot is the sequential/systematical arrangement of a literary work. It means the way a literary work is being arranged from the beginning to the end. It is also known as the storyline. The knowledge of a plot enables the reader to have a full knowledge of the story and also to give a full account of the story to another, and for the student, to the examiner. The plot refers to the way in which the event narrated in the literary work is being arranged, thus the systematical/sequential arrangement of a literary work. There are two types of plots. They are 1. Linear/chronological/organic plot. Number 2. Inorganic/episodic plot. I take that again. There are two types of plots. They are 1. Linear/chronological/organic plot. 2. Inorganic/episodic plot. In a linear plot, the story commences from the beginning to the middle and to the end chronologically, that is, according to the time and place of the events. One of the major features of a plot is that it must have a beginning, a middle, and an end. This is where we bring the linear plot in view. A linear plot is graphically represented with a small letter N. Which means the beginning, the middle, and an end. The second type of plot is the inorganic/episodic plot. The inorganic/episodic plot does not give a full account of the story as in a linear plot. Rather, certain episodes are recounted through the use of flashback technique. In an inorganic/episodic plot, a full account of the story is not given as in a linear plot. Rather, certain episodes are recounted through the use of flashback technique. The flashback technique is a technique that enables us to recall past events that led to present events in a literary work. Plot organization. Let us quickly look at the stages of plot organization. The stages of plot organization are as follows: A. Exposition. B. Complication. C. Climax. D. Anticlimax. E. Resolution. Exposition. Exposition is the introductory stage where the major characters or events are exposed or presented to the reader. That is the beginning of the literary work, where major characters and events are being unfolded or exposed or presented to the reader. B. Complication. This is the stage where the event situations and occurrences in a work of art becomes more complicated. Everything becomes complex. It is the beginning of a rising action in a literary work. Climax. This is the stage where the greatest crisis or problems of the work of art is being revealed. A climax is the stage where the greatest crisis or problem or conflict in a work of art is being revealed. Anticlimax. At this stage, the issues that led to the crisis are lessened. That is, there is lessening of heightened tension in anticlimax. The last stage is called resolution. At the point of resolution, different issues raised in the course of events are resolved. Resolution is also known as denouement. The literary name for resolution is denouement. Denouement is spelled D-E-N-O-U-E-M-E-N-T. Dear students, summarily, we studied the meaning of plots, the types of plots, and stages of plot organization. Plot is the sequential stroke systematic arrangement of a literary work, and that is the way in which literary work is being presented. It is also known as the storyline of the literary work. There are two types of plots: the linear stroke logical stroke organic plots and the inorganic stroke episodic plots. The stages of plot organization are as follows: 1. Exposition. 2. Complication. C. Climax. D. Anticlimax. And finally, resolution. In our next lesson, we will study the plot account of Look Back in Anger by John Osborne. Assignment. SS1 students, please use a foolscap or 20 leaves exercise book and write on A. The playwright of Look Back in Anger, the background stroke setting of Look Back in Anger, the characters in Look Back in Anger, the themes and the plot analysis of Look Back in Anger. Please, this assignment is compulsory for your assessment. Submit at the security post. Thank you very much. Remember, remain safe. Mrs. Kechinyere Onyebuchi, subject teacher, literature in English language.